to order and welcome you to our City Council meeting. Today is the 4th of June, 2013. We currently have 7:03 p.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Tonight's invocation will be given by myself, and the pledge will be led by one of our scouts here tonight, Joseph Powell. So we'll proceed at that point.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we're grateful for this day where we can meet together as residents and also leaders of the city of Cedar Hills, and we're grateful for our freedoms and our liberties in this wonderful country. We pray that we may be able to do the work of the city in a manner pleasing to the residents, but also unto thee, and be able to be honest and fair and just in all things that we do. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Joseph?
Would the audience please rise? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The audience may be seated.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Okay, first thing on the agenda tonight would be to approve tonight's agenda. So I imagine you all had an opportunity to look at the lengthy agenda that we have tonight. And if someone would be so inclined to approve or amend tonight's agenda, I would appreciate it.
I motion that we approve the agenda as is.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. So, public comments. Every meeting we set aside 3 minutes per person for any individual that would like to take time and speak in the public comments area. I did not see that anyone has signed up, but in case I missed, is there anyone here that would like to come and speak for public comments? I must have missed it then, Melissa. Why don't you come up? Sorry. Come up, state your name, please, address, and go from there.
Melissa Willey, 4212 West Mesquite Way. Just a quick issue with all the soccer games going on here at Mesquite Park. It's been really a concern of mine when cars are parked on both sides of the road right here on Mesquite towards the intersection of Mesquite and Cottonwood. It's hard to travel for two cars to pass each other if they're driving, and then just the kids, there's so many kids, and I've noticed mostly also that there is ample parking in the parking lot when this happens and in the church parking lot. So I wasn't sure if there's some kind of protocol on how narrow the road is before you red paint the curb on maybe the park side so that they at least are only parking on one side of the road. So that's all. I'm just hoping maybe you could look into it because it's just really crowded and dangerous right there during games. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, if there's no one else to speak during public comments, I'll call that to a close. Tonight, we do have a public hearing. That has been moved to the 18th regarding the Bridgestone plat. And so we will start with our city manager and council report. So starting from my left, Mr. Bunker.
Mayor and council, a couple of items. I sent out an email regarding the purchase of some fitness equipment, potentially. If the council could look at that email and get back to us. We have an opportunity to purchase some used equipment that could possibly work for what we need for some spin bikes and an audio system for the basement finish. I have some pictures here if you want to look at those later. We had a request from a resident in the city who lives on Timpanogos Cove to purchase some property next to his home. It'll be a home show home this week, so it's a beautiful place. So I'll be getting you some more information regarding that. Our insurance company called and said They are going to have a one-time equity distribution to its members. You have to be a member at the time of distribution, which is in mid-October.
That's convenient.
Little caveat. And so we will be evaluating that as well.
How much is the one-time distribution?
They said that it could be up to $10,000.
Okay.
So we will have to evaluate that. And I don't have anything else.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
And so in light of the recreation equipment purchase that you're suggesting, are you recommending that go in this calendar year or next?
This
calendar year.
Yeah. So we would use the recreation funding from the county to purchase that. We had that set aside for the Mesquite Park bathrooms, but those bathrooms will not happen until at least FY14.
So it's within the approved budget?
Yes.
Okay. So just wanted to be clear on that. So it is within the approved budget, and but we would like feedback from the council on that. So anything else, Mr. Bunker?
You know, there was one other item that I just sent an email out also. We have been talking with Sam Schultz, with Sammy's, about teaming up to do a summer concert series. So he would be hosting those, and we would be participating with him. Initially, we discussed doing three of those. So the second Saturday of each month, starting in July. So go July, August, and September. We need some sound equipment in order to put those concerts on effectively. We've reached out to a vendor who would rent us some equipment. It would be about $325 per event, so a total of $975 if we were to do the three events. So those would start in July, and it would be great if we could get those in the budget for FY14.
FY14?
Yeah, which would start July 1.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay.
Hey, David, I have a question on that.
Yeah.
So on that summer concert, is that free to residents?
It would be free to residents,
and
yes.
And would it be up here?
It either would be at the amphitheater at Heritage Park or here at the driving range.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so, yeah, the thought there would that it would be free. We would like to get sponsors for that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the concerns we have is getting the equipment lined up to schedule the equipment now so that we know we have it. Otherwise, his equipment can get booked out.
The other thing I had a question on the recreation equipment on the funding to come out of what was for the bathroom in Mesquite, does that mean that we've heard back on that grant then?
We haven't heard back yet on the grant, but we do know that we can't expend any funds until after July 1 on that grant. So the Mesquite Park bathroom needs to be pushed back into FY14, which it is. We have that for starting July. We have to get that job done between July and June 30th of next year.
Was the grant like a 50-50 match?
The grant was a 50-50 match. Laurie has been working with them. She was given the name of a construction company that basically would give us the 50-50 grant, 50-50 match. Mm-hmm. So our expenditures would be the same. It's really confusing. It's through the state, and we applied because that would be a bathroom, kind of a trailhead bathroom for the trail system.
Okay.
And so that's why we applied for it through the state. They've given us some information saying that, hey, we could do that project, basically get the grant through this CTX is the company. So we will be following up on that, but the funds would be expended after July 1, so in next year's fiscal budget.
Okay. So the bathroom for sure is going to be done.
Can you speak in your mic, please?
The bathroom for sure is going to be done, whether we get the grant or we don't get the grant. I guess that's what I'm kind of concerned about.
We have to get the cost back to make sure that it's within our budget. And so if the costs come back within the budget, then we'll proceed forward. And Charles can talk to this, but we have that project in our FY14 budget that we'll...
Well, I knew that it had gotten pushed back because of the grant, but I just want to make sure that we're not...
And it's based on getting the grant in the budget.
My other thing is on Temp Cove's Parade of Homes. What home is that? That's a brand new build. It's brand new built?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a brand new home. As you head east on Tim Cove and the road starts to curve to the north, the very first lot.
And they're finished?
And they are just finished now for the Parade of Homes.
That was quick.
It was quick, but it took a while. So they worked hard, for sure. So you'll have to go up and take a look at that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, regarding the concert series?
Yes.
So my son is interested in doing an Eagle Project where he puts together a committee of high school students to every summer organize acting and singing exhibitions in the park.
Nice.
Which I think would be a good fit because it's low cost to the city. And he's very interested in having Sammy's come and participate in that as well. So I'll talk to you about seeing what we can arrange as far as getting some of our local high school students involved in helping out with those performances.
That'd be great.
Well.
One of the ideas tossed around there was that we would get a kind of a headliner, kind of someone who is already producing music, but then also have somebody start the program that's local. So a high school student or someone in our community that has a band that would like to, you know, kind of showcase their talent and have them be the warm-up group before the headline group. And I think that'd be a good opportunity for members of our community.
So to give you a little bit more color on that, what the difference between the Heritage Park Summer Concert Series or perhaps up here in the driving range is the type of person that's going to be attracted. So Sam Schultz, who's also a talent manager, is looking at bringing some contestants who had been on The Voice but also American Idol. So if he's successful in doing that, then it'll be a bigger draw and it may be up here at the driving range. But if it's at Heritage Park, we're also looking at bringing the folks over that do the promenade in Pleasant Grove, kind of like that farmer's market, and have them come over as well in order to make it, you know, a multiple attractive opportunity for people who want to come in and shop at the farmer's market, but also listen to a concert. So.
Okay, so when you say the driving range, like literally on the driving range?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
If it's the driving range, if it is an American Idol or a, you know, kind of a bigger name, then there could possibly be a charge for that. And that's one reason we would move it to the driving range, is to make it so that, you know, we can cordon that off and sell seats if it's that big of a concert.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. David, anything else? Mrs. Reese.
Since the last time we met, we issued one press release and one city statement, and I hope you guys all had a chance to go over those. And then I'm working on one more press release. And just a reminder, I'm working on the state of the city. I need to have all of the articles to the graphic designer by August 9th. So I'll be sending you the articles by July 19th. And if I could get feedback by July 26th, that would be fantastic. It would be better if we could make changes before we send them to her, because she charges us every time she has to make changes. And so if there's anything in particular that you want in there as well, then please let me know. I know Stephanie was interested in some recreation as well.
What day was that you need?
I need to have everything to me and ready to go by the 19th, so I can send it to the council and they have a week to review it. So, because I need to get it to the graphic designer by August 9th.
19th of July.
July, yes.
And I have 4 pages, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the last thing is just a request to share the city Facebook pages or statuses as much as you can. I've just been paying attention to the number of views, and when the city posts a Facebook status, we're generally averaging about 94, 95 views, but when the status is shared even twice, it jumps up to about 560 views. So the more we are sharing, the more exposure that we're getting for these kinds of things. So just my recommendation. That's it.
Great. Okay, Mr. Jackman.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Mr. Zapala.
I think the main thing I have to report is continuing to work on the budget app for the city. And if anybody wants to see it, I've got kind of a partly working app ready to go.
Great. Mrs. Martinez.
So Family Festival started this week. If any of you guys came last night to swim night, the pool was quite warm compared to last year, but the wind was not so warm. We had about 300 participants last night from our city come to our swim night, so it was a lot of fun, and dinner was served there. And then today, I believe they had 27 teams at the golf tournament, so sounds like everyone had a great time. And on Thursday, just a final reminder that at 8 o'clock p.m. at Cedar Ridge Elementary is the fun run and the Purple War for Trish that's battling cancer for the fourth time. And so it's free. Come out, run the 1 mile, have a great time, and donations will be accepted there if you would like to donate to the cause. Tot Soccer ended last week with the last day of great weather, since it had gotten rained out a couple of times. And then T-ball and lacrosse began. And we're currently taking sign-ups for our recreational soccer program, kindergarten through second grade. So sign up. Those end on June 30th. YCC is going to be starting back up in July, so we're going to have a great group again this year for youth city council. And then if you noticed when you walked in the room, they're working on the addition in the basement for to get the recreation programming down there. So that's all I have, except for Friday and Saturday. It's going to be an awesome rocking time. Dinner and a movie, carnival games, pack a lunch, come to stay for 2 days. That's what I'm doing. And sunscreen.
You're sleeping in the park?
I will sleep at home, but I'm planning on being there 2 straight days of fun, filled time. So, and I just want to say thanks to all our volunteers and our staff that really did a great job this year, working with the volunteer committee and just pulling off our family festival. It's going to be an amazing week, so thanks.
I agree. Thank you. Mr. Augustus.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we had a Planning Commission meeting. I wasn't able to attend. There was some information that was discussed on Bridgestone, and so that information will be coming back to us here probably at our next council meeting with a public hearing also, and so we'll have some more approvals that we need to do for that. I'm also working on some information that we're hoping to have at the Family Festival at the city's booth to rename Clubhouse Drive. And so we're hoping to get that information out to our residents so that they can help us with that project. I think that, North Point. I haven't been able to attend the last meeting that they had, and there will be one coming up at the end of this month, so I'll report on that.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to have now a discussion on our fiscal FY 2014 budget, and so Mr. Lowe, I think you're presenting.
Hello. This is just an update on what we've discussed before. I do want to clarify a few things that the city manager said earlier. He had a dentist appointment today, and so he had a chipped tooth he had to get fixed. And so we talked about the equipment last night, and then Lori Peterson is our grant person, and I had her call Utah County, and they didn't encourage us to switch it to the equipment just because their attorneys have to go back and re-sign the papers, and it takes a while. We can spend the money through November, anyway, I just want to clarify that because he didn't know about that. And it does look like a good value, the prices that I saw, though. And so we will be doing budget adjustments for 2013 next week, the next council meeting. And I anticipate having a finance committee meeting next week where we can discuss those. Now, as far as there's just some minor changes that we haven't discussed, you requested a review of the price for the Lone Peak Safety, and we found that it was cheaper, the contract with Lone Peak Safety, so we were able to reduce the cost there. Also, you requested to add the Parks and Trails Committee amount of approximately $3,000, and that was added to the budget.
Can you tell me what line item? Do you know?
Yes. It's 1064-240, Parks, Supplies, and Maintenance. So that was that $133,000 previously. Now it's at $136,000.
Okay.
And Charles, to accommodate that, I noticed that there was an increase in revenue projections for business licenses and inspection fees.
Okay. Yes. Now, that's a separate issue.
Okay.
Is anticipated, this was discussed in the Planning Commission meeting, that we would start charging a business license to rentals. Chandler, do you want to discuss this? He knows a lot more about the details on this.
Real quick, one of the things that we were going to have on the agenda tonight, but decided to postpone it for a little while till next meeting, was an item that came before the Planning Commission last month, which was business licenses for non-owner-occupied rentals, home rentals. What we found is that a lot of cities or a lot of corporations are buying up a lot of property in Cedar Hills, and that takes our time to run their paperwork. It takes our time to do inspections. What we'd like to do, and also there, we're having a lot of problems with zoning. Whether it's yard landscaping or even just the actual building structure itself. But what we want to do is we want to charge a business license fee for the $65 for the initial unit, and then $25 inspection fee for every additional unit over one. And that's going to be code that's going to be coming to you next council meeting. So that there's kind of a time when it was on the agenda for tonight, and so we talked about putting it in the budget, and then it got pulled. So it's something that's going to be coming before you. The Planning Commission really liked the idea. Is there any questions at this time about that?
How do they know if it's that type of rental or not?
How do we know if it's non-owner occupied? Because they typically, I would say most of the time, well over 95%, the owners do not have the utilities in their own name. They fill out an owner application where they have the renters come in and sign it. And that way we know who's renting out houses. But a lot of times the homeowner is like American Homes for Rent. So that's becoming more a bigger and bigger issue with the city because we don't have a contact issue. We don't have a local contact. A lot of times the phone number that they give us is for someone down in Malibu that we can never get a hold of when it comes to a zoning violation. So we're hoping to clean up the system and get better information from rental properties.
Also, do you know on that, I guess at what point would we initiate that, and how do we force companies to actually file the business application, and when does that whole process start?
At what point do we initiate that?
Yeah, because once we make it an ordinance, does that force everybody in the city to have to go get one, or is it just
we know where the renters are. We know where rental properties are. What we had proposed talked about was a calendar year. So it would go from January to December, and you would be prorated when you came on. So if you came on in July, you'd pay for half of the business fee, and then you'd renew it in January. As far as like knowing who it is, we have a record of rental properties.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying
it's the enforcement.
Yeah, when would they be required to come on? As soon as we pass the ordinance, so everybody that currently has a rental would have to get one.
Yeah.
Rentals coming in.
Currently,
right?
we make businesses renew every year, so we would do the same thing with this type of business as well.
So. Right, and it's for those that are currently existing in the city, not just new ones coming in.
It would be an annual fee for homeowners that are renting out their homes. Yes, and this is common in other cities. We sent out a mass email to pretty much every business license official in the state and got a lot of feedback. And there's a lot of, it goes from what we're doing is nothing to even more stringent enforcement. So we're kind of somewhere in the middle on this one, actually. So.
Okay.
Is there any other questions I can take?
So implementation, Chandler, you're thinking implementation, you're thinking notification to those businesses
right
in July.
Right. With the change in the ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
We're not just going to send them a bill. We're going to let them know, effective such and such date, you will need a business license to operate or to rent out a property in Cedar Hills. So
that was kind of what I was getting at.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was...
What's the implementation for it?
Okay.
So how long do they have
I anticipate that the first 6 months is going to be very informative for people, that most of the revenue would come in, most of the renewals would go out in January. So there'd be like an information period, and then starting January, we'd start issuing those business licenses. We picked January because it is a slower month typically for our business license department. So that was kind of the thinking there, and it'd be a calendar year.
Right.
So.
Any other questions? Cheryl, you're back up.
Okay. We also... I mean, are there any other questions, Daniel? Okay. That was... We made
some other questions, but I'll let you finish
okay.
the presentation.
We made one other adjustment on benefits, because during open enrollment, we had someone switch from their wife's insurance. So.
What line item is that?
Admin.
Admin benefits?
It's the assistant city manager.
Admin.
His mother couldn't watch the kids anymore. So. Anyway, I don't have any other changes to announce. So, if you have any questions for me, go ahead.
So I'm just going to be really pedantic and ask you about every change that I circled.
Okay.
Because there were lots of little changes, and I just am curious what they are.
Okay.
So under general government expenditures under general fund, mm-hmm. this is 1040-330, went up
yes.
by $200 for professional technical.
I think it went up $2,000.
Went 1500 is what I show.
No, compared to the last budget we got, it
right.
was at 21,500
right.
and now it's at 23,500.
So when we reduced the loan peak safety costs, David and I went back and we looked at what areas we had cut, and this was one of the areas that we cut. Inside this, we have our contract with our financial software. We have our... bank charges, and it's also for like birthdays and stuff.
Okay. And then in that same area, 1040-350, other events went from 2,500 to 3,000.
Yeah.
So that was another one where you had
yeah,
the extra revenue.
Yeah. We had cut some money out of the. That's usually the Christmas decoration in this building and stuff.
And in a couple places, the training went up by
yeah,
a few
we restored the training
there.
Because you guys made a big fuss about it. And so
good. I just wanted to be sure everybody knew about that. I thought that
was
a change.
For most, not everyone, but most.
And thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and then the parks and supplies and maintenance went up by $3,000, but that was the one we already talked
yes.
about. The grant income is no longer there. Are you now being pessimistic and assuming the grant income won't come through and
yeah, let,
under capital
let
projects?
Me clarify that. It's kind of a weird deal, and I don't know. So Laurie Peterson heard back from the state, and they basically said, this vendor that David, they're like, well, when we got a bid, it was for 60-something thousand. And they said, well, we can have this vendor do it for 30,000 less or whatever. So we still have to work that out and make sure that we can get... So basically, they gave us a grant by giving us a cheaper contractor.
Oh.
But it's like a backdoor,
okay.
I don't understand it.
I don't know if the contractor... I mean, I don't know if he's getting paid something by the state... in order to do the work.
Okay. But we're going to get...
But we have to get
not
a bit
scaled back project, but the actual
project.
Bathrooms that we wanted.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
but we still have to make sure that they can do it for the for the price that we have in our budget.
So
when do we hear back on an official bid? On that,
I'm not sure when we'll hear back. It should be July 1 going forward. So I'm anticipating in July.
Okay.
Can I actually ask one quick question since we're in that area?
Yeah.
The 1040-331, the decision survey, are we going ahead with that?
Yes.
Put it back in.
Yes. Unless you change your mind, but
I just
put it in the budget last meeting.
Yeah, there was just some discussion about it, whether we should do it or not, and I just want to make sure we're all in agreement that we are going ahead with that and that is something we want to do.
I'm strongly in favor of it.
Okay.
As am I. Okay, so are we going to do it this year and then we're skipping 3 years? Or cause remember we had talked about doing it opposite of the election year because it fills in that blank in essence.
Right.
Which I agree we should do. And so I thought we were going to do it next year and then take 2 years off and then go every other year so that it's on the odd years.
That's what I thought too. I didn't think is it in this year?
No. We haven't done it for a couple of years. We skipped this year.
This year being 2013.
Yes.
We did it in 2011, 2009, 2007, but we skipped 2013. But I think we should keep it on the odd years. However, since we skipped this year, we probably should do it next year because there's a lot of questions that we want to ask. Then we'll skip 2 years and then do it every other
year.
Right.
So I think what Stephanie is getting at is if we have it in the 2014 budget, which is an even year, then are we going to do it 2015?
No.
Or we're going to wait till 2017. So that's 3 years that we're skipping.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 3 years. It's not two.
No, we're skipping 15 and 16.
We're skipping 15 and 16 and doing it.
Okay, depending on how you count.
Okay.
All right.
On the third year.
I count from zero.
I'm so confused, but okay.
Well, we can't commit a future council, but in theory, that's the plan.
We can't constrain future councils, but Scott's plan is to do it in 2014.
It sounds like
and
a
then
good
to do it again in 2017.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Okay.
And we'll forward that on to the future.
You can do whatever we want. Have every year if you want to. But I don't recommend that.
Any other questions?
That was all my budget questions.
All right.
It looks good.
If not, I think that is it. And thank you very much, Mr. Lowe.
Thank you. Shortest meeting ever.
Okay. Is there any other discussion that you guys want to have tonight? Is there a need to go into executive session for any reason? I see Mr. Johnson's here. Are you wanting to do that?
I have a question for Mr. Johnson.
For what?
I have a question for Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Is it executive session question? Did
I think
you say
so.
Yes or no?
I think so.
Well, you're going to have to
it's
say so.
Is it or legal or?
It's to do with impact revenues.
Actually, you mean litigation?
No.
I think you're going to have to be more specific. so that you can say whether you want to go into executive session or whether you want to.
Right. So I want to discuss the.
If it's imminent or pending litigation, we should do it in executive session.
It's just
a discussion about whether or not we can or can't do something, we should probably do it in the open.
That's correct.
Then let's do it open. But it's not on the agenda.
It's okay. It's a discussion item. We're not making any.
Okay.
We're not spending any money or making any decisions, so it should be okay.
Okay. Great. All right. Go ahead.
So my question is, we have purchased many years ago the land across from the mortuary on 4800 West, and my understanding that was with parkland acquisition fees. Is that the right name
for it? Can I stop you?
Yes.
And indicate that this will touch on pending litigation, and therefore we should go into executive session.
I agree.
Okay.
Eric, quick question. If we didn't put on the agenda that we were going to go into executive session, can we still go into executive session?
Always do that.
Yes, because you're not taking any action items.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there any other discussion items for in the public venue?
Have we had any word back on a venue?
Yes, we do. And that is litigation.
Litigation also? Okay.
Yes. So I think we can go. I'll take a motion to go into executive session.
All right. I move that we go into executive session pursuant to State Code 524204 and 524205 to discuss litigation.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight to our city council meeting tonight. We're going to go into executive session now, so I want to thank you for being here. Thanks. We're done.
Well, we'll come back out.
But yes.
You guys
pick
the right one, because usually it's like 3 hours.
Testing. Yeah, we're good.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, I move that we adjourn.
Is there, all those in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We are adjourned. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.